Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Hillett, your host, having a really good week. It's a good week for me when I get to work with Tim and Jimmy a lot, and that's what I've gotten to do, and I get to do it again today. Try sitting and just working with the two best Catholic apologists in the world for a week. That's a pretty good week. And this hour, we've got Tim. Next hour, Jimmy will be with us. And if you've been listening in the last couple of days, you know this. If you haven't, let me tell you, we're going to do a little fundraising today. And this will be our last day of fundraising for the next 3 months. That's how we raise the money to continue our work in this apostolate, is we come to our listeners every 3 months for 6 hours. We don't take the whole hour. We're going to answer lots of calls. There'll be lots of calls today to open forum. But in between answering those calls and questions, we will ask you to support this apostolate so that we can be fully funded for the next 3 months. To do that takes $220,000. That's what it is. We have we don't ask you for more than we need. We know that that's what we spend quarterly on averaged out over the year. So $220,000 is our goal. We're $75,000 away from making that, which is a very large number, but also a number that means the first 2 days of our pledge drive were great, and we're very grateful for it. We can raise that $75,000 today with your help and with God's help, certainly. So we got all the faith in the world that we can do it. So two phone numbers to give out. Then I will introduce our guest this hour, Tim Staples. First number is the number to call and ask Tim a question. And I'll only give it a few times right here at the beginning of the hour, maybe at the middle of the hour, depending on how we're doing with calls. So write it down if you're thinking about asking a question, or just call right now, 888-318-7884. 888-318-7884. That is your phone line to Tim Staples to ask any question at all about the Catholic faith, about Christianity, about Jesus, about the Bible, about the popes, about morality. It's all up for grabs. It's open forum. And you don't have to be Catholic to call. Anybody can call. 888-318-7884. 888-318-7884. All right, it's the last time I'm going to say that number because we've got the other number to give. Tim Staples, one of the world's great apologists, the author of Behold Your Mother, A Biblical and Historical Defense of the Marian Doctrines, also a bunch of other stuff. Welcome, Tim Staples. Thanks for being here with us.
It is wonderful to be back, my friend. We've had a couple of really, really good days. It's time to rock and roll.
Yep, it's closing time now. But I'll tell you what, you say it's wonderful to be back. There's been a lot of discussion around here about how wonderful it is to have you back. I mean, it really is great to have you back for this pledge drive. It feels kind of lonely to do it without you. Like, oh man, we're doing it without our top dog. So we're very glad you're here. That number, if you would like to call and make your pledge, help us to raise the $75,000 we have to raise between calls today. 16 of our colleagues are on the line right now, ready to take your call at 888-291-8000. Get in early today because most people don't. Let's just put it that way. Most of us, I'll include myself, are procrastinators. So if you would call early, that would really help. That frees up one more line late when the procrastinators like me are all trying to get in. 888-291-8000.
You know, Cy, we were talking 2 days ago. I brought up the fact, and anybody that has a brain that's working knows this is true. We're living in a time of exceptional darkness.
Yes,
in Western civilization in general, in the United States of America. And I actually went home because I mentioned to you the numbers of suicides are absolutely astonishing and troubling in the United States. I actually went home and looked it up. And according to government statistics, I hate to start off on a downer like this, but this is reality, Cy.
Yeah.
From 1998 to 2018, that's 21 years in a row, suicides went up every single year.
That's awful.
For 21 years. And then in 2019, you had a slight drop of 800, actually, you know, among thousands of 800, a small drop. And then we have the needle going up again. And it is now 2020, 2021, it's off the charts. It's going, and 22 is set already at a pace to blow away the numbers of 2021 and 20. I mean, I just wanted to be sure I was right about that. But folks, why do you think this is happening? Why? Because this is what happens when a culture moves away from God. And especially when you think about the United States of America, you know, we do hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and that they're endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, among them life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. We are a nation.
I've heard that before.
That was, yeah, that's right. That's that Declaration of Independence. Thomas Jefferson, good guy. And if you look at the preamble to the Constitution, right, in the that we learned, we sang it when I was in school, we learned to sing it. But one of the 14 principal purposes outlined there in the preamble to the Constitution is to for government is to secure the blessings of liberty to us and our posterity. I mean, these were our founding documents, and yet today we have rejected God on so many levels culturally. You know, the courts, the government, though we see a good sign right now with the possible overturning of Roe.
Very good sign.
That is a good sign, my friends. But there is darkness like we simply have not seen in our lifetimes. And I have to say it right from the start, folks, we need Catholic answers more than ever. We need Catholic radio. Support Catholic radio in your area. Support the apostolates that are faithful to the magisterium of the church. And let me tell you something. That's Catholic Answers. In this time of darkness, we proclaim the gospel every day as the number you can text to Catholic, right, to give your donation right now. Catholic. You text the word Catholic to 24365, because that's what we have at Catholic.com. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, tens of thousands of pages, free for you to download, answering every question you can imagine. We have a shop, too, that you can buy stuff. Buy my stuff, okay? But, folks, we need your help now because, you know, I kid and we have fun here. But, my friends, ultimately, we're talking about the salvation of souls.
Absolutely.
Souls right. are on the line. Sai, people ask me, why did you become Catholic, Tim? Two reasons. Number one, I love Jesus. And I want to follow him. I want to obey him, sinner that I am, as best I can. And when I mess up, thank God I got confession. Amen? But the point right. is, I love Jesus, number one. And number two, I wanted to save my soul. Because, my friends, when you know the truth, if you refuse the truth, you're rejecting Jesus Christ. And that's why we are here at Catholic Answers, because we love Jesus, and we want to be instruments in his hands to save souls. So, my friends, we need you to call in right now from the start. We have a $20,000 match right now, or...
Yeah, $20,000
yes,
match.
Yes, a $20,000. I just wanted to be sure. A $20,000 match this hour, my friends. Plus monthly. Are we still double? Is it still a triple? Are we working on that?
We're working on that.
Okay, folks. Right now, we need that $10,000 gift because I'm going to toss something out here, Sai. You know what? I want us not only to get to our goal, that $75,000 that
you said. We got $75,000 to raise today.
But you know what? Let's break the record. How much do we have to go to break the record?
If we were going to break the record, we'd need to raise almost $100,000.
$100,000.
That would be our best pledge drive ever.
Folks, let's do it. Let's go beyond just meeting our goal, and let's meet our goal. We only have three people called in right now, so we need your help. But folks, we got to take it beyond. I want you folks to be calling in, man, and taking us further than we've ever been before. Would that be awesome, Sai?
That would be wonderful.
All right? But
folks, especially because we had a tough one last time.
Oh, I think my gosh.
We've mentioned that to people. The fundraising was really hard in February.
It was.
And it was one of the most difficult we've ever done.
Yeah.
And we ended up quite a bit behind. So
we were in a deficit situation. We've got to catch up, and we've got to go beyond. I would say, my friends, if we have the best day ever right now, we will beat that record, and we will not only recover our deficit, we'll go beyond. So this is what we want you to do. Number one, I need that $10,000 caller. I've asked for 2 days now, and I know he or she is out there. You haven't called yet, but we need you to call today. Give that $10,000 gift at 888-291-8000. Remember, that $10,000 becomes $20,000. thousand, my friends. We need those $100 a gift, monthly gifts. We need, and thanks be to God, right at the end of the show yesterday, we got a $2,000 caller. Donna Barak.
Oh, Donna Barak, yeah.
Barak told me. She got it. She hey, I got $2,000. We need some $2,000 callers, some $1,000 callers right now, folks. Please, right from the start, pick up the phone, 888-291-8000. That's the number to call, 888-291-8000. Or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Or again, you can text Catholic to 24365, and please do not let the devil lie to you and tell you that your $25 gift or your $50 gift, all Tim's just saying $10,000. I'm not in that game. Yes, you are. That is a lie from the devil, okay? We need $25 gifts one time, $50 gifts one time, $100 gifts one time, but we especially, believe me, we can build on those monthly donations. When we know we have the money coming in, you can expand, my friend. So we need those monthly donors, $25 a month, $50 a month. Please call us one more time, 888-291-8000.
291-8000 is the number. You'll be talking to one of our colleagues right here in the building with us. They love to tell us about the calls they got. So please share whatever you'd like. They will share it with us. 888-291-8000. If it's something you want to share on the air, let them know that. We're happy to do it. 888-291-8000. We have $75,000 to raise to be fully funded for the next 3 months. We have a $20,000 match this hour. And that $20,000 match this hour is for those who start a new new monthly pledge in any amount. A new monthly pledge in any amount is matched up to $20,000. There's something we've been forgetting to tell people, too, and I just want to mention this, and then I'm going to a call because we haven't done any calls yet.
Yes.
So everybody who makes that pledge in any amount, you become a monthly donor. In virtually any amount, you become a monthly donor, and you're going to receive the magazine. I'll go through all the other gift levels, and you can ask the person on the line about the gift levels. But we've decided to send the magazine to every donor that we can afford to send it to. So virtually everybody who becomes a monthly donor is going to get Catholic Answers magazine. 888-291-8000. Please fill up those lines. We've got 23 of our colleagues on the phones right now. Six of them are currently talking to callers. 888-291-8000. And now, as I said I would, I will go to the phones. We'll start with Matt in Parker, Colorado, listening on the Catholic Answers app. Matt, we're glad you're here. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Oh, thank you. And I love getting that magazine. I've got two copies with
Oh, you got the last two copies?
On this trip. Yeah.
Oh, very good.
So anyways, my question is, and I'm going to hang up after I ask the question, but
yes.
I can listen on the radio, but how effective our prayers if somebody's not in a state of grace? And part B of that question is, how effective are non-Catholics' prayers since they don't have
Great.
They don't partake of the sacraments.
Yes. God bless you, Matt. Two fantastic questions. Number one, there's a principle in sacred scripture that's very important. For example, in Psalm 66:18, that says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Or in 1 John chapter 3, verse 22, where sacred scripture says, we have the things that we have asked from the Lord if we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. So notice, there is a requirement on our part if God's going to hear us. Now, that doesn't mean somehow God, you know, can't hear, right? Oh, I didn't hear that. Can you say that again? No, but what it means is we're putting up a block to God's grace when we have unrepentant sin on our hearts. So that's a first principle that's very important. So sin on your heart. And there are other, you know, Jesus said at times it's a lack of faith. It can be a lack of faith. Jesus could not do many miracles. Why? Because of their lack of faith. So there are other factors involved here to be sure, but the principle is we put up a block and therefore God is not going to do what he could do if we would remove those obstacles. And that's a very important principle. However, We also have texts of scripture, beautiful, like Acts chapter 10, where Cornelius, who doesn't even know who Jesus is. Don't you love God, Cy Kelly?
Yes, yes.
He doesn't even know who Jesus is. He's a God-fearer. That is, he was a Roman centurion who believed in the God of the Jews, but wasn't going to take that step of circumcision to come into full communion with Judaism. And I can really sympathize
with
that.
I relate to that.
I can relate to that. He was a God-fearer, but the scripture says the angel Gabriel came to him and said, Cornelius, your prayers and your alms have ascended up as a memorial. The Greek word there is anamnesis, a memorial offering before God. It has been heard. Your prayers have been accepted, and God sent Peter to him in order to preach the gospel to him. So why do I bring that up? Because as Pope Francis has said many, many times and in different ways, anyone who calls out to God, I don't care who you are, where you are, who you know, and who you don't know. If you are George Bailey on that bridge, right, and you say, please, God, or in the bar before when George Bailey said, I'm not a praying man, but if you're up there and you can hear me, show me the way, right? Anyone who sincerely calls out to God, God will respond. You call out with a repentant heart who is seeking after God. And Jesus said it in Matthew 7:7, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. That is the wonderful God that we serve. These principles don't contradict each other, my friends. Both of them apply. And folks, you know what? I say this all the time, Cy, but this is why we need Catholic Answers here. How many of you know there are thousands of people out there right now who needed to hear that answer?
Yes, right, exactly.
There are so many people who turn on our radio broadcasts. People, hear me. Forgive me, I get a little emotional here. I know that. I'm not Jimmy Akin or Cy Kelly. You can't move these guys. I'm the guy that's flying all over the place.
It's called being tough, Tim.
That's right.
It's called being tough.
I ain't got it. I mean, I'm working on it because I know emotions can, you know, get you in a bad place if you allow your emotions to lead the way. Of course, emotions are good, but they must be ordered by right reason. I understand that. But you know what? I can't help but getting excited about this because, folks, this is why we're here at Catholic Answers, because of those millions of people right now, and who knows how many, we've gotten so many letters over the years, who happen upon the broadcast, and it becomes a life changer for them. And I just have to tell one real quick here, folks, please, though, we need to hear from you right now. We've got 15 open lines here. Please stop what you're doing right now. Pick up the phone, 888-291-8000. We cannot fall behind today. We need to get this $20,000 match in this first hour. We need the $20,000. If we're going to go on to break records, we got to first get the $20,000,
folks, right.
Or we're not even going to meet our goal. So let's get that taken care of first here. Please call us. We've got 16 lines open at 888-291-8000. Or again, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365. But real quick, a good friend of mine, and he told me I could use his name. His name's Alan Saylor. He was an Assembly of God pastor. He pastored two churches up in Northern California. He happened upon our radio broadcast. He, to this day, does not know how his car got tuned into Catholic.
Does he have a guardian angel?
Yes, he does. He doesn't know, but he heard it. Here he is in a synagogue pastor, and he starts listening, thinking, oh, I'm going to listen. Well, at first, he actually told me he tried to turn the radio off, and the dial was broken. He actually couldn't turn it off. Said, well, I guess the Lord wants me to listen to this. And he thought it was so that he could, you know, destroy these Catholic arguments, and maybe I can teach these Catholics a thing or two. He got addicted to Catholic Answers Live. He started ordering our stuff. I went up. I happened to be speaking up there in Modesto, in that area, had lunch with him. It was absolutely incredible. This man ended up, after buying everything we have and, you know, some time elapsed here, but he became Catholic. And let me tell you, he gave up everything. He lost everything when he became Catholic. And and now he's doing okay. He's actually driving a truck. Campion is something got pastor. He's driving a truck and barely making it financially. And I said to him, man, I said, Alan, man, you know, we're praying for you. Do you ever have any regrets? Does the devil ever tempt you? He said, Tim, you know what? I have the Eucharist. Uh-huh. That is all I need.
Folks, isn't that beautiful?
That's what he said to me. The gift that, Catholic Answers, that God gave through the instrumentality of Catholic Answers is priceless. Folks, that's why we're here. But guess what? We're not going to be here. If you don't call, this is how we fund this broadcast, my friends. If you like what you've heard, I'll guarantee it, Alan Saylor would tell you, get on the phone right now and call 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. Call now, folks. We need big gifts. I'm still looking for that $10,000 gift. Come on, folks. There's somebody out there that can give that $10,000 gift. We've got multiple folks who can give that $2,000 gift and that $1,000 gift. How about $500, folks, that $100 gift? And perhaps most importantly, because this is our bread and butter, that $25 a month gift, that $50 a month gift, that $25 one-time gift, that $50, $100 one-time gift. My friends, let's join together. Do not, and Cy, we've seen over the years Catholic stations come and go.
Yep.
You know, I'm not joking when I say.
We've seen it right here in our own hometown.
Yes, we have. We have lost stations over the year. Thank God we've gained a lot. Don't take it for granted. Support your local Catholic station and support Catholic Answers. We need your help right now. Call 888, come on, 291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000. Let me give you a little update. We said we needed to raise $75,000 today to be fully funded for the next 3 months. We started this hour needing $75,000 to be fully funded for the next 3 months. And right now we need $65,000. So we've done great. And I think we can reach our goal to be fully funded. And then, you know, Tim kind of challenged us to go beyond that. So
amen,
we'll see.
Brother.
But let's. I just want people to know where we are as far as just reach the goal. Just $65,000 left to go. It can be done. $20,000 this hour. $20,000 to match any new monthly pledge. Any new monthly pledge. You're going to become a member of Society 315 at any level you give. You're going to become a subscriber to the magazine because we're sending it to everybody who is a monthly donor. And it's matched dollar for dollar. Right now is the time to call. I'm going to go back to the phones and let Tim do what he does, answer questions. But let me give out where you can give right now. Please call. There are 6 lines open, 14 on. So that's great. The lines are starting to fill up. 888-291-8000. I'll keep updating you this hour and next on how close we are to being fully funded. But right now, $65,000 away. Got to make a very special thank you to Edward in San Antonio. God bless Edward. He came in at $5,000. I'll tell you what. We are so grateful for every gift,
amen.
But there is a little giddiness that happens in the building when somebody says, hey, a guy just gave us $5,000. So
praise
that
God.
Really, thank you, Edward, for that. 888-291-8000 is the place you can call to make your pledge. If you want to do it online, safe and secure, online, very quick, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Maybe you want to text. Go ahead. Just text the word Catholic to 24365. Text the word Catholic to 24365. Make your pledge there. It's all matched in the exact same way. And this time we got a new way of pledging. That is, if you have
awesome.
The Catholic Answers app, just go down to the bottom of the app.
Praise
hit the
God.
Support button, and you'll have it done in seconds. Hit that little support button at the bottom of the app. Again, 888-291-8000 is the number. We go now to Alex in Alabama, watching on Catholic.com. Glad to have you. Alex, go ahead with your question for Tim.
Hey, Tim and Si, I hope you are doing good today.
We are,
doing
Alex.
Great,
thank
brother.
You.
Good. So I have a friend who's Protestant who wants to understand purgatory
yes.
and really how, if Christ's sacrifice on the cross was enough to
yes.
cover our sins, how purgatory factors into that.
Oh, yes. Great question, my friend. Tell you what, can we send this guy a gift? It's
yeah.
called Last Call.
Yeah, sure, sure.
I did a CD set that I want to send out to you for free, my friend, called Last Call, Death, Judgment, Heaven, and Hell. That is the study of eschatology of the last things. And I have a section on purgatory that's going to blow your mind, my friend. But here's the bottom line. The question is not whether Christ's sacrifice was all sufficient. Of course it is. It is of infinite efficacy. Oh, I love that, because we could get into the theology why, but we don't have time. But you're going to find it in that CD set I'm sending to you, brother. But here's the bottom line. 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 and 2 says, Christ is the propitiation for our sins, and not only our sins, but the sins of the whole world. Notice, John says, Christ died for everyone, and yet not everybody is saved. Does that mean Christ's sacrifice is insufficient? No, it doesn't. You hang on, my friend. I'm going to answer the rest of this on the other side of this break. But folks, do not slow down. We have open lines. We're going to hear about purgatory on the other side, but you keep calling 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. Right back.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we don't have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back. A little bit of groovy music. Where else do you get that? Catholic radio, secular radio. I'm telling you, that's is the only place you're going to find that groovy music. The number to
it's
give.
Like Annette Funicello.
Yeah. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000 is the number to call and make your pledge. 23 of our colleagues on the line. Say hello to them when you call. Let them know why you called if you'd like. Or tell them you're in a hurry. You want to get it done quickly. They'll get you out quickly. If there's something you want to share with them that you'd like them to share with us here in the studio, maybe we could share it on air. Go ahead and do that. 888-291-8000. Don't forget that every new monthly pledge is being matched dollar for dollar up to $20,000 this hour. But I don't want to talk too much because I want to send it back to Tim, who's talking with Alex in Alabama right now. Tim, you were talking about purgatory.
Yes. And so when we talk about purgatory, you need to make that point that the Catholic Church teaches, as St. John says, Christ's sacrifice is of infinite value. However, even though he died for every soul who has ever lived, ever will live, there's something we have to do in order to make the blood of Christ that he shed on the cross for all of us effectual in our lives. And that's the key point. And you take them to a couple of verses. Number one, 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, where St. John says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, continues to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say, I'll read the next verse, verse 8 here. I'm not reading it, I'm quoting it. But if we say we have no sin, we are a liar and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. So notice the blood of Christ is only effectual if we walk with him, if we ask him for forgiveness and so forth. And it's in that context that we need to understand this is a lifelong process, my friend. And if at the end of this life we have not fully appropriated the grace of Christ into our lives. Now, of course, if we have mortal sins on our souls, we're going to hell. That's clear in texts like 1 John chapter 5, verse 16, 1 Corinthians 9, verses 9 through 11, and other texts we could look at. But if we have those light sins on our soul that Jesus talks about in Matthew chapter 5, verse 19, for example, they can be cleansed. And you will find that, my friend, in 1 Corinthians 3, 11 through 15, where St. Paul says, no other foundation can man lay except that which is already laid, which is Jesus Christ, right? Jesus is the foundation of our lives. But if anyone builds on that foundation of Christ with gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, straw, each man's work will become manifest, for the day of judgment will disclose it, because it will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test what sort of work each man has done. If the work which any man has built on the foundation survives, he will receive a reward. But if any man's work is burned up, he will suffer loss. That's purgatory. He will suffer loss, not just his works, but he will suffer loss, though he himself will be saved, but only as through fire. My friend, I wish all of our doctrine was that plainly laid out in sacred scripture. It can make our job a lot easier, my friend. But the bottom line is there you have purgatory laid out for you, my friend. And this is the joy of my life. And I know the folks within these four walls here at 2020 Gillespie Way will say the same thing. This is the joy of our lives, explaining and defending the truth of the one holy Catholic and apostolic faith. That's why we're here. We would love to do it 24 hours a day, but every so often, my friends, we have to pause. We don't stop answering questions. That's why I just did. But we've got to ask you for some help now, folks. We need to make this $20,000 match. We are not there yet. We got to get to that match, and I want to go beyond this hour. But let's first get the match. We've got a ways to go, folks, so we need you to call 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. Folks, we need to hear from you. Small gifts, yes, we need them desperately. $25, $50, $100 gifts. Call. We need monthly. Now, what's happening to monthly donor gifts?
They're getting matched dollar for dollar. Every new monthly donor is getting matched dollar for dollar.
So you call and give $100 a month, and that instantly goes from $1,200 to $2,400, folks. We need monthly donors, and each monthly donation is being doubled. And my friends, we need that $500 gift. We need those $1,000 gifts, $2,000, and I'm still waiting for that $10,000 gift, my friends. I'm telling you, you will not be sorry on Judgment Day that you gave to support the propagation of the faith. You will be rewarded. Please call 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. We need you to call now. We've got 17 open lines, folks. That's way too many. 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or again, you can, in your house, wherever you are, text the word Catholic to 24365.
888-291-8000. I just feel so pleased to get to keep giving you these updates. We said we're $75,000 away from being fully funded when we started a half hour ago, a little more than a half hour ago. Well, we're $55,000 away right now.
All right, brother.
Thank you so much, all those who have called. Continue to fill up those lines, as Tim was saying. I'm going to allow Tim to go back to the phones and take calls, but $20,000 match this hour for any new monthly donors, and you're going to be become a subscriber to the magazine at any level that you give. So 888-291-8000.
Wow.
Call and talk with our colleagues who are waiting to take the call with you. Go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, as Tim said. Text the word Catholic to 24365, or our fourth way of giving right there on the app. Go down to the bottom of the app, hit that support button, and it'll take you right to the radio drive. 888-291-8000. I feel like we are going to be fully funded.
Praise God, and we just really need it.
Times have been tough for lots of apostolates, lots of nonprofits.
Amen.
And a little bit for us as well. But your help has just been wonderful these last 3 days. 13 of our 23 lines are open right now. 888-291-8000. Going back to the phones. First, I got to just thank Juan Pablo from Las Vegas. He just became a monthly donor.
Praise God.
And he asked you, our listeners, to pray for him as he heads off to seminary.
Isn't that a beautiful thing? Praise God.
Let's go to James in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, listening to EWTN on Channel 130, Sirius XM Satellite Radio. James, thank you for your call. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Well, I think it kind of changed it, but anyhow, I went through you know this whole thing with us losing a really really neat place, Cousin Center, you know, neither here nor there, and
Losing what now?
Well, it was called Cousin Center. It was what was really neat about it. Went down there, took busloads of kids down there from CCD.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
They had all kinds of options.
Yeah.
I mean,
James, that's common in the Catholic Church. We have been losing many of our institutions, and it's awful to see it. What's your question for Tim?
So, where's it go from here?
Yeah, where do we go as Catholics from here? Very good question, James. Thank you.
Amen. And I can tell you, my friend, COVID was devastating on all the church communities in the United States. And the cultural decline beyond that is devastating, no doubt about it. In fact, my pastor, I go to one of the best parishes in the world right here, Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Oh, my goodness. Our Lady of Mount Carmel right here in sunny San Diego. But we have not yet gotten all the people back to church since COVID. And the decline in numbers has been devastating over the last 50 years. But my friends, this is where we go from here. We proclaim the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ that we alone possess as Catholics. That is the answer. We live the gospel of Jesus Christ that has been communicated unto us. That is the answer. And I'll guarantee you this, you will find in parishes where the gospel is proclaimed without compromise, religious orders, where you have habits, where you have the gospel being proclaimed, they are flourishing right now. And I'm going to tell you something, brother, we may be a little bit smaller. Pope Benedict said we can expect that the church is going to come out of the chaos we've been encountering over these last decades smaller. But that smaller group, it kind of reminds me, Si, of Jesus. You know, he preached a really important message on the Eucharist in John chapter 6. He started with 20,000 people, and at the end, he had 12 left, and one of them was a traitor.
I never thought about the traitor one, yeah.
But you know what he did? He took those 11, which came back to 12 with Matthias, and he changed the world. And so, my friends, this is what it's all about. It's not about numbers. It really isn't. It is about living the gospel of Jesus Christ, because Jesus can take 12 Catholics and change this world. But guess what? We've got a whole lot more than 12. We have millions upon millions all around this world that are on fire. And one of the key reasons for this has been Catholic media over the last 50 years, and in particular, the last 20 years with Catholic radio. I'm telling you, folks, pastors will tell you this is true. So many converts are coming because of Catholic Radio, and I happen to know Catholic Answers is right in the middle of it. And this is why we need your help right now. Folks, we need to keep this message alive, going out over the airwaves and in every media possible. That's what we were. There's a wonderful document of Vatican II, Inter Mirifica, which was a call to Catholics to use media. And you know, the fathers at Vatican II said that if we do not use media for the propagation of the faith, the enemy of our souls will use it for his kingdom. And the fact that, and that was 1960. That document was written in 1963. At the time, you know, I often say the most risque thing on TV was maybe Andy Griffith. You know, Aunt B was showing some ankle there, brother.
Don't start me on Aunt B.
Come on now. But that was a prophetic document. And it took years. It took decades before the church came alive, thanks to that little nun there in Alabama. What was her name? Mother Angelica, right? Who took the bull by the horns, and look at what has happened. We've gone from three radio stations in 1994 when I started in Catholic radio. Three. To now hundreds upon hundreds of them, my friend. But we have got to keep this thing going. And we need your help now to do that. Folks, please. We have right now 12 lines open. Please give us a call at 888-291-8000. Any gift you can give. But we are matching right now monthly donations. So give that $100 a month. It becomes $3,600. Give that $25 a month. And it becomes $900, folks. Please call right now, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Let me give you a little update with where we are, but I want to read this very, very nice comment. I said, if you want them to share something online, just tell the person that you're with. They're only, on the other side of this wall from us, 21 folks of our colleagues taking calls right now, 8 calls on the line with them. But this just came in, Tim, from Karen in Idaho. When I was in the hospital last year in isolation for 12 days, Catholic Radio saved my life. Wow. And God bless all the folks in Catholic Radio up there in Idaho. Wow. That's for you, too. It's more for you than for us. But wow. She said, I met Tim when he was out here, and I just bought Cy's book. That's the right move, Karen. and I'm waiting for an opportunity to give it to my grandson. She upped her pledge from $5 a month to $10 a month. Oh. Every bit of that got matched dollar
Praise
for dollar.
God.
Now she's going to be getting our magazine. And Karen, also, just thank you for sharing that story with you. I'm sorry you were in isolation for 12 days. But I'm glad we became friends during that time. The number is 888-291-8000. 7 lines open right now. Let's fill them all right now. 888-291-8000. You want to make a $10 gift, a $20 gift? We're going to need everything to be fully funded. Maybe, Tim's been saying he's waiting for that $10,000 gift. But as we always say, that bread and butter for us is that $25 a month, that $50
Amen.
A month,
Amen.
That $10 a month monthly pledge. And all of those are being matched dollar for dollar up to $20,000 this hour. 888-291-8000. I got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Open Forum with Tim Staples on Catholic Answers Live.
Catholic Answers Live.
You've heard that St. Paul Street Evangelization supports hundreds of teams of evangelists sharing the good news. But did you know that some of these teams are public prayer stations? Set up a sign on the sidewalk and offer prayer and encouragement to those you encounter. Everyone needs prayer. Try this new method of witnessing to Jesus. Contact St. Paul Street Evangelization to get started at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Welcome back, Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Tim Staples, our guest this hour. Next hour, Jimmy Akin. And next hour will be the last hour of our pledge drive. So we are now in the last hour and 15 minutes of our spring drive. If we can reach $220,000 in that time, we are fully funded for the next 3 months. I hate to confess this, especially in front of Tim, because I always try to keep up a good, strong fab. But I was a little nervous after our last pledge drive. It was a little scary. Because I mean, when we say to people, we depend on your pledges, it's 100% true. Like, we're not playing around. We depend on your pledges. So, we came in, I think, $75,000 short of our goal last time.
Wow.
So we'd like to go over our goal this time. That would start to backfill some of that.
Amen.
But at the very least, we can meet this this goal. And let me tell you, let me give you the update, and then we'll go back to the phones. And you can call 888-291-8000 right now and get right in with one of our colleagues, or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Everybody's helping. I mean, everybody from $5 one-time gifts up to $5,000 one-time gifts. Everybody from, you know, $1 to $5 monthly gifts all the way up to, I've seen a $200 monthly gift. I mean, that's pretty good month.
Wow, that's fantastic.
So we're grateful for all of it. So here's where we are. We're down to $51,000 to raise in the next hour and 15 minutes. We started at $75,000 at the beginning of the day. So we're getting there. We just need that help. And you can probably take $10,000 off of that, because I know your guy is going to call with that $10,000 gift.
And then, folks, but if we could take it beyond and start to backfill that $75,000 that we were short last time, that would just, folks, I will go through the roof. You'll see me. I'll be raptured right out of this building here if we do that.
I don't think that's going to happen.
But, folks, you got to call AAA. By the way, that was a joke. That was Catholic humor. We do not believe in the rapture. We
for the one the listener coming. Without a sense of humor, we have to clarify. This is a joke.
But, folks, 888-291-8000. We have three open lines right now. 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. Let's go back to the other phone line, the question line. It's open forum, so lots of folks have questions. And how nice, we get to go all the way up to Anchorage, Alaska, listening on 90. Just think about that. This country, all the way from Alaska to Hawaii, Florida, up to Maine, there are Catholic radio stations now because people support them. And now we'll go to, Garen's listening on 94.1 FM in Anchorage, Alaska. Glad to have you. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Yes, thank you. In the Gospel of John, Jesus says, if you believe in the name of Jesus, or if you believe in me, you will be saved.
Amen.
John 3:16.
Amen.
John 6:40.
Yes.
Is Jesus talking about sola fide?
He absolutely is not, my friend. Thank you so much for calling, because unfortunately you have millions of our separated brethren out there that are teaching that false doctrine of sola fide, and it's because of taking verses like John 3:16 out of context, my friend. But as Catholics, and I can tell you something, is it Garen? Is that how you pronounce your name?
Yes.
It's Garen. I can tell you, as a former Protestant myself, I was raised a Southern Baptist, and I used to preach it when I was a Southern Baptist, and I later became Assembly of God. What I loved about Catholicism is we don't just take one verse and lift it out of context. We take all of the verses. So you know what we say? We say in John 3:16, Jesus says you have to believe to be saved. We say, amen, you have to believe to be saved. But then we go to verses like Mark 16:16, where Jesus says, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. And we say, wait a minute, there you also have to be baptized to be saved. And then we go to a verse like Matthew 10:22, that says, you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endures until the end shall be saved. Or Revelation 2:10, when Jesus himself says, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. In fact, we could give you literally 100 verses of Scripture right now, but I'll just mention one last one in Matthew 5:43, where Jesus says, you have heard it said, love your neighbor, hate your enemies. But I say to you, right? An interesting study, my brother, is to go through the Sermon on the Mount and see the times where Jesus says, but I say to you, what? Love your enemies, do good to those who persecute you, and why? So that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. I mean, Jesus can't make it any more plain that it is required. It's not an option for us to love our enemies. It is required if we are going to get to heaven. My friends, let me tell you, that doctrine, and Garen, thanks so much for asking the question, my friend, because that doctrine is among thousands that are so dangerous to souls That's justification by faith alone that says you believe in Jesus one time, right? Accept him as your Savior, and you're going to heaven. In fact, John, Calvin taught the crazy doctrine that all your sins are forgiven, past, present, and future, my friends. That is a dangerous heresy that who knows how many souls will be lost because they believe it. The fact is no. As we said earlier in 1 John chapter 1, verse 8, if any man says he has no sin, he's a liar and the truth is not in him. But if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us. If we have to do something, my friends, and we have to continue to do that. Folks, this is why we need Catholic Answers on the radio. We need to proclaim all of what Jesus said. That's why I say we alone as Catholics possess the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ that he deigned to communicate to the world for salvation. We alone as Catholics possess it, and how dare we keep it to ourselves? My friends, we have 17 open lines right now. We need you to call. Help us not only to make our goal, but we're going to backfill and make up for what we didn't get in the last radio drive. That's what I'm praying for. Would you help us at 888-291-8000? That's 888-291-8000. Or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Or you can text the word Catholic to 24365.
I got to tell you a little something. After this pledge drive is over, next time you're on the air, I'm going to bring in a case of Budweiser and give a Budweiser to every single person on the staff.
Okay.
Why? Do you have no idea why, huh?
No.
All right. So this gentleman called from St. Louis. His name's Ted. He works for Anheuser-Busch. And he said he kept hearing Tim talk about that $10,000 donation. So he decided to send us a $10,000 check. There you go, Tim.
Oh,
so
my God. What's his name?
His name is Ted in St. Louis.
Ted in St. Louis. God bless you, my brother.
So he said, next time Tim enjoys a beer, maybe it should be a Budweiser. So, Tim, I've always wanted to say this on the air, Tim.
Yes.
This Bud's for you.
And I'm on a special diet since my stroke where I'm not supposed to have wheat for a while.
Oh, okay.
But I am allowed, my doctor told me, on rare occasion, I will make that one of those
next
rare occasions.
Next time you're on there, there's going to be a case
we're going to have
here.
Us a Budweiser.
Yeah, we're going to invite the whole staff in. Everybody gets a beer.
Okay.
Except for Bernadette. Half a beer for Bernadette. 888-291-8000 is the place to call and make your pledge. That really does, it gets us so much closer. And I'll have to do some math
Amen.
To figure out exactly where we are now. But we are well under $50,000 to raise before the end of this pledge drive today. Next hour, we'll continue with open forum. So if you're on the line, hang on the line. We're going to get to you. If you haven't called yet, we'll give out that number just at the beginning of the hour. But right now, before we go back to any more calls.
Sorry, we're not there yet.
Even with that gift, that makes us feel really good. And it's a really nice thing that Ted did. And I really want a Budweiser now, but and I'm going to keep saying Budweiser. but we still got a long way to go, but it's achievable long way to go. And yes. I'm looking at the gifts that are coming in right now, and you'll see one after another of a $10 one-time gift. Let me just read them. Okay. A $25 monthly, an $87 monthly, a $50 one-time, a $25 one-time, $25, $10 one-time. I mean, I'm going down through this list. $100 one-time gifts, a $5 one-time donation, a $5 monthly pledge. See, it's everybody. Yes. And that's what's going to get us there. And that just makes me feel so happy, because I don't know if people know this about Catholic Answers, but we are we're unusual in our fundraising in that we are almost entirely supported by small donors. Like, you'll hear about some of these big media organizations, even Catholic media organizations.
Yes.
They got some guy with $20 million
That's
behind
right.
them, you know, they get it or more, you know, they got some, you know, I don't know, a Rockefeller or some, probably not a Rockefeller, but somebody behind them.
Somebody with a lot of money.
We ain't got that. We don't have a Rockefeller. We need ourselves a Rockefeller, first of all. But in the meantime, we totally depend on the
small
individuals.
Donors.
The individuals,
right.
thousands of individuals who support us. So,
and I'll tell you what, Si, it's really a blessing, because when times get bad, if you're depending on that one big donor and he can't give anymore, you are in trouble. But because we've got a huge family that joins with us, the $25 a month, that's what actually sustains us in the tough times.
Right.
So, folks, be one of those and call right now, 888-291-8000. Give that $25 a month gift that becomes $900.
It says $46,000 left to raise. We are very, that's right, $46,000 left to raise. And I don't know whether Ted's money is, Ted, I don't know yet, so I don't want you to be offended. I don't know if they've included that in that number or not. But $46,000, and we can do it. So as we go out here, let me give you this is a perfect time to call. We're going to be off the air. We'll be trading Tim out for Jimmy, and you can call 888-291-8000. 14 lines open right now, 888-291-8000. It's an amazing day. It's been an amazing pledge drive. We just need one more amazing hour.
Amen.
And we are fully funded through the summer. 888-291-8000.
Thank you. Thank you to everybody who has called. God bless you. I'm praying for you. Please pray for me.
CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's safe. It's secure. It works with your phone. It works with your computer. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. If you're a texter, if you're one of those millennial texter types, text the word Catholic to 24365. And you can go on the app. Just go to the bottom of the app and click the support button, and you can make your pledge there. It's all getting matched right now. 888-291-8000. Please call now, right back in a couple minutes with Jimmy Akin. Open Forum.